A Day as Someone Else is written by Alerted. Find more of their written works on Patreon.
Ready for the big day?
You bet I am.
Then how come you're not dressed? Come on, lazy pants, we're gonna be late.
I was looking for my old school uniform.
Emma was ecstatic. The best day of the year had finally come. Comic-Con Amsterdam. A full 8 hours of getting into a character and acting crazy without consequences. In her eyes, it was even better than Halloween. People at Comic-Con weren't just dressing slutty to impress guys. Okay, some were. But most of them simply wanted to act as someone else for the day. That was Emma's very intention. Becoming someone else.
You know, I want to go as Mio Akiyama, but I can't find it anywhere.
Well, I guess there's no time to lose. Come on!
Diane was already dressed up as Lucy from her favorite manga, Elfin Lied. Her hair was dyed red, along with cat ears on top and her black dress. The two girls were searching through Emma's old stuff in her bedroom. As Emma raided her dresser, Diane was deep into the confines of her closet.
Found it.
She wrinkled out the old school uniform she used to wear many years back. It was still in good shape, but perhaps a little small for her. She wasted no time in putting it on, along with her white shirt. The skirt was indeed a bit short, but it fit her surprisingly well.
I'm ready.
What is that?
Her friend got out of the closet with a familiar pink package in her hand. It read, "Good night's underpants."
Why do you have diapers in your closet?
The young girl blushed at her friend's choice of wording.
Those are old. I used to, when I was younger, a long, long time ago.
You were a bedwetter? I knew it.
You knew?
I saw the waistband once at Kathy's sleepover, and I thought I heard your butt crinkle, too. I didn't say anything, but I had strong suspicions.
It was long ago, though. I don't know why I kept those. I must have forgotten about them.
That wasn't entirely true. She knew why she had kept them. She had been experiencing a relapse of bedwetting not that long ago. Emma hoped that Diane wouldn't notice that the package wasn't actually an old one. How could she know?
You should wear one today.
What?
Let's make them part of your outfit. Oh, I know. You can be Nozomi from Elfin Lied. She wears a school uniform and a diaper. Then we'll both be from the same manga. It'll be so much fun.
No way in hell I'm wearing one of those in public, out of the question.
Why not? What else are you gonna do with them? Throw them away, or maybe you want to keep them in case you ever need them again?
No, that's not...
That's what I thought. So rather than wasting them, you can use them to have a bit of fun. Today is about playing a character. Yours is Nozomi. So, what do you say? Are you game, or are you going to chicken out?
Okay, fine. I'll wear the damn thing if it makes you shut your mouth.
The red-haired girl handed her one of the pull-ups, which Emma grabbed. She unfolded the garment with reluctance and pulled it up her legs and under the school uniform.
Oh my God, you're so cute. You look just like you did in high school. Minus the diaper, I mean.
Emma looked at herself in the mirror. The good nights were clearly peeking under the short skirt, making it obvious she wasn't wearing regular underwear, but some sort of disposable training pants. It only added to the childish look the uniform gave her. This wouldn't do. She grabbed a pair of white tights out of her dresser and slid them on over her pull-ups.
Oh, come on, you're ruining all the fun.
I'm not parading around with my pull-ups exposed, thank you very much. It will have to be our secret.
Fine, I get it. Shall we bring an extra pair, just in case you have an accident?
Diane!
What, I'm just kidding. Come on, crinkly pants, let's go. We are already late enough as it is.
Her friend's nickname for her reminded Emma of the thickness she was now feeling on her butt and the crumple sound that accompanied her movements, somehow muffled by the tights, but still present. She wondered if this really was a good idea. Going into the world in a childish school uniform that made her look like she was still a student over a pair of pull-ups meant for bedwetting children. Although Comic-Con was indeed a day to be someone else, what could possibly go wrong?